U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in Pakistan after spending the day in India's capital, New Delhi, trying to reduce tension between India and Pakistan. The Secretary of Defense met with India's foreign, defense, and home ministers today, then sat down for a final meeting with Prime Minister Vajpayee before he left for Pakistan. Mr. Rumsfeld said the talks went well, although he gave very few details. NPR's Michael Sullivan joins us now from New Delhi. Tell us, what did Mr. Rumsfeld have to say?
Well, he spoke about what he said was the maturing and strengthened relationship between the U.S. and India. And he also had praise for Prime Minister Vajpayee's leadership during this tense period. He also expressed his gratitude to India for the steps it has taken this week to help lower the tension in the region, steps taken after last week's visit by another high-ranking U.S. official, Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage. Armitage won Pakistan's commitment to stop cross-border terrorism permanently. India responded by withdrawing its Western fleet from waters near Pakistan and by granting permission to Pakistani commercial aircraft to use Indian airspace. Rumsfeld today called those steps useful and at the same time reminded Pakistan that it's not just India that wants an end to cross-border terrorism, as India calls it, but the U.S. as well. The goal, he said, is to see that there is no infiltration and that there are no terrorist acts.
Sometimes that's easier said than done. They've been disputing this for years and years and years. What about the whole business of verification? Did they talk about any ideas that might be afloat for ways that you can monitor infiltrations across the line of control there in Kashmir?
Yes, he said that the issue of monitoring infiltration had come up today, and he indicated that a variety of options had been discussed. One, he said, was the idea of the U.S. providing sophisticated ground sensors to be placed up and down the LOC. But he stressed that no conclusions had been reached, that it wasn't at all clear if ground sensors were feasible. Other proposals which have surfaced in the past couple of weeks include joint Indian-Pakistani patrols of the line of control. This was floated by Prime Minister Vajpayee and quickly shot down. Another idea was U.S.-British helicopter patrols. Pakistan liked this proposal. They like the idea of international involvement in Kashmir. The problem is the Indians don't. So I don't think that either one of those will get very far. Secretary Rumsfeld didn't say if any of these options or none of them were discussed in his meetings with Indian officials today. He only said that the issue of the sensors had been discussed.
But he also talked about the possibility of an Al-Qaeda presence in Kashmir. Tell us more about that.
He said there were indications, that's his word, that some Al-Qaeda personnel are operating in Kashmir near the line of control. He did not specify which side of the line of control, the Indian or the Pakistani side. He said he did not have any hard evidence of precisely how many or who or where. But last month, India's defense minister, George Fernandez, told reporters there were hundreds of Al-Qaeda fighters on the Pakistani side of the LOC in Kashmir. At that time, U.S. officials said they had no evidence to support the Indian position. Today's comments by Secretary Rumsfeld seem to indicate they do now, or perhaps the defense secretary was just trying to be a polite guest. It's not really clear which.
And what can you tell us about the kinds of messages now that Mr. Rumsfeld is going to be taking to the president of Pakistan, Mr. Musharraf?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I think he'll probably urge President General Musharraf to make good on his pledge to stop the cross-border infiltration permanently, and the sooner the better. The sooner it happens, the more likely it is we'll see more steps from the Indians to cool things off a bit. I don't think you'll see the Indian Army pulling back from the frontier anytime soon. I think they'll stay till after the state assembly elections in Kashmir this fall. But there are a number of other steps India could take if it's convinced Pakistan is, in one of the Indian Foreign Ministry's favorite phrases, matching words with deeds.
Thank you very much. NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi, India.